Do you have a tricky work problem that you need to solve? I have a great podcast recommendation for you featuring a pair of expert women. Whether you're just starting your career or a seasoned professional, check out Fixable, a podcast from TED. Hosted by Harvard professor Frances Fry and her wife, leadership coach Ann Morris, the brilliant duo provide honest, actionable advice to help you navigate everything from a gaslighting manager to returning to work after parental leave. They'll leave you feeling empowered and ready to act. Listen to Fixable wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. I'm Valerie Gordon from Commander in She, and I am so excited to join you on the Bossed Up podcast today and talk to you about my specialty, which is storytelling. I am a longtime member of the media. I produced stories for television, network television for many years, and a few years ago pivoted my career into my own storytelling strategy company, Commander in She. I help women take command of the storytelling skills necessary to land the job, nail the presentation, seal the deal, and feel comfortable with the stories that they are telling. I'm also a member of Emily's Bossed Up trainer team, having gone through her training program, and I know the great value she provides to everyone. So I'm looking forward to providing you with some value today as you think about that awful interview question we always get asked. So, tell me about yourself, or what's your story? And it's accompanied by a blank stare, because that's where people get worried. What is my story? What do they want to hear from me? How do I answer the question? Should I tell a success story? I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. Should I talk about my entire journey, how I got to where I am today? Or should I keep it short and pithy? Should it be humorous? How do I answer that tell me about myself question in a way that feels authentic to who I am? I've got 5 tips for you today, but first I want to talk about why our stories matter. Perhaps you think that you don't have a story, or that your story hasn't even started yet, or that your story isn't a very good one. But the fact of the matter is that everyone has a story, so of course you have one too. In fact, you have many of them. And thinking that your story isn't a very good one is actually a lousy story that you're telling yourself. Stories matter. They are among our most powerful connection tools. The stories we tell have the ability to impact, inspire, educate, and entertain. And they provide the information that creates perception that leads to what you think of as your personal brand. Your personal brand essentially is the story people tell about you when you're not in the room. And while many job candidates have similar qualifications, no one has your precise story. That's why knowing your story and how to tell it is the best way to distinguish yourself from other job hunting candidates. So whether you're at a networking event or an interview and you're asked that open-ended question, tell me about yourself, or what's your story? Knowing your story starts with knowing the value that you bring in that particular moment. And understanding your value is key to being able to express it. So here are my top 5 tips on how to take command of that question, what's your story, or tell me about yourself, at any interview or networking event. Okay, here we go. Tip number 1. Don't avoid that open-ended question by asking another question. If someone says, tell me about yourself, don't think it over and respond, well, what do you want to know? Even if that's what you're wondering, can they specify for you? It's not only a lazy response, it's a foolish one because you're now giving control about your story over to the other person. What if they say, well, for starters, why don't you tell me about why you left your last position? And maybe that's not where you want to start at all. You get to decide the story you want to tell about yourself. Own the opportunity. It's what I call active authorship. You are the author of your own story. So when given the opportunity to tell it, know where you want to start and know the goal of it. Tip number 2, don't start all the way at the beginning of the story. Well, I grew up in a small town and went to a liberal arts school. That's really only applicable if you've just graduated from that school. Otherwise, you don't need to always start your story at the beginning. I can't tell you the number of times I've had a half-hour call with someone and I ask them about their career and where they are, and they start at the very beginning and talk me through every detail. Well, I started at this job and I stayed there only 18 months because I didn't like my boss. And then I moved on and I started my second job. And they go on. And I'm wondering, well, what's the point of this story? Finally, when they get to the end, we've taken up so much time revealing all those details that only then do they understand what the information is that they're sharing with me. No one needs to hear your entire journey, particularly if you have more than a few years of experience. To be fully present in the interview, start in the present, not in the past. There's no need to start at the beginning. What is the present moment? What's the current opportunity? Why are you there at this interview? To be able to prove that you are the most qualified candidate for the job, do you need to go back to the very beginning of your story to tell that? More likely, consider what the end of the story is. And by the end of the story, I mean the end goal. What are you hoping to achieve? What do you want this person across from you to know, think, and feel about you as a result of what you have to say? Align your response with the optimal outcome. What are the company's present needs, and how do you meet them in the present? Again, no need to go all the way back to the beginning. Start in the present moment with the present opportunity. Tip number 3, don't repeat your resume line by line. When someone says, so tell me about yourself, there's no need to refer to that piece of paper that's in front of you that they already have in front of them. And to start talking about, well, at my current company, here's what I do, and list those opportunities, those responsibilities, and then to go back and list your previous job. The interviewer already knows this about you. So rather than reviewing each bullet point on your resume, you're looking to humanize the responsibilities. Add quantifiable or qualifying terms to those responsibilities, or better yet, share a short story of your role on a recent project or a team success or an accolade you received. Consider your response a highlight reel of your skills and achievements and relate them to the position at hand. Always start with the audience in mind and tailor your story accordingly. So for example, if you're applying for a job at a startup company and you've worked previously at 2 other startups, that's a great place to start. There's no need to talk about your specific duties, but do create a big picture statement. And that's my next tip. Tip number 4, know your big picture statement. If you had to define yourself in a sentence or two, what might you say about yourself? I'm a graphic designer who loves bringing concepts to life. Nothing makes me happier than creating events that impact communities. After years as a successful coder, I want to teach others to do the same. Knowing your story means understanding your value, your UVP, your unique value proposition. Your UVP is based on all of your skills, experience, education, your attitude, work ethic, the people you know, and more. That's the value you bring to your future employer. Your big picture statement should align accordingly. But for as much as you need a big picture statement, you don't want to forget about specific details. And that's tip number 5, get specific. I see this very often in the students I teach. I'm adjunct faculty at UConn School of Business, where they talk about, I'm a really hard worker. Well, that's great, but in what ways do you stand out from all the other hard workers out there? How do you do this? Where have you done this? What happened? These are the cues to a great story. Rather than just saying you're a hard worker or you have a good work ethic, tell a story about a time you went above and beyond and the impact that it created for the organization. Details are what make us memorable. Stories are what people remember. They're the connective tissue, and people have an emotional response to them that helps them retain the information. So a really simple way to tell a story using details is what I call a car story. It's not a story about your car. CAR is an acronym for C-A-R, Challenge, Action, result. A challenge action result or CAR story allows you to talk about a specific challenge you faced, the action you took in the face of that challenge, and the ensuing result. Challenge action result. This is a three-step story framework. It allows you to share the impact you've had in the past and the value you bring to the future role. So while there's no one right way to answer the tell me about yourself question, or just one right story to share, there are a number of ways to get it wrong. Taking advantage of the opportunity to share your story, aligning it to the present opportunity, humanizing the responsibilities that you've had on your resume, creating your big picture statement and backing that up with specific details and a story about an impact that you've had in the past is what will translate to value for your future employer. Stories matter. They're what help us stand out from the pack, help us define ourselves, and distinguish ourselves from other candidates. Knowing your story means knowing your value, and being able to tell that story to someone else is what's going to help differentiate you from a crowded candidate pool. Those are some of my tips for storytelling. Remember, even if you think you don't have a story yet, of course you do, because your story is the value that you bring, and the value that you bring is in all of your skills and experience and your authentic place that you come from and your behaviors and your attitude. So however you can translate that into a story of impact is how you'll have impact in the interview. I hope that these tips help you take command of your next interview opportunity or opportunity at a networking event when you're asked by someone, so tell me about yourself. Make sure that you incorporate some of your story. It's what's going to make you memorable. Feel free to follow me. I'm Commander in She at Commander in She on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me on Facebook, also Commander in She, or visit my website, commanderinshe.com. It's commander-in-she.com for information about other storytelling opportunities, including upcoming webinars and free workshops. I'm also on LinkedIn, Valerie Gordon, and I'm quite active there sharing storytelling techniques that will help people in their career and communication strategies. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you on Bossed Up today. Take care.
Let's face it, speaking up at work can be really hard to do, especially for women and women of color. When the stakes are high and you've already worked so hard to just be the only woman in the room and you want to get everything right, you want to have all your facts and figures accurate before making your voice heard, it's just so much easier to stay silent instead. Researcher Deb Jahansky calls this loss of voice phenomenon, and it actually emerges in adolescent women at greater rates than men, and it sticks with us for the rest of our lives. Self-silencing behavior can actually become an unconscious habit unless we consciously engage in practicing our assertive communication skills. And we here at Bossed Up have set out to help women like you do just that. Speak Up, my live assertive communication course, is back open for enrollment, and we're kicking off a new cohort launching this June. Over the course of 8 life-changing weeks, you'll have access to interactive online curriculum and live weekly practice sessions where you, Irene, and I, and a cohort of fellow Speak Up bosses who are owning their voice, overcoming the social messages that have taught us to keep silent, and really learning to strategically and assertively communicate when it matters most, will actually have the practice time to rewire our brains, create new neural pathways, and build better habits when it comes to speaking up with confidence and precision and assertively communicating in the workplace. Learn more and enroll today to secure your spot at bossedup.org/speakup. That's bossedup.org/speakup.